call your mommy, your daddy, and all your friends and tell them New York's number one podcast app is blowing up the airwaves and they can't do nothing about it. Bashani Radio app. We global, baby.
Yeah, baby!
Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store.
Hello, you guys. You're listening to Everyday Help here on Bashani Radio app. And I am your host, Nurse T. Greetings to you all, and I thank you for tuning in to listen to this message on everyday health issues. I really and truly hope that this radio show is beneficial to you all. I hope that it offers some form of insight on how to improve your health status. And I want you guys to know that living healthy is not just the absence of a disease. Living healthy simply means that your body is at its best performance. Okay, that's enough of the introduction. Today I wanted to share with you guys five of the common diseases that I am seeing with COVID patients. Now, these five different diseases that I will name, COVID tends to hit these people a little bit harder. So as I go through the five diseases, if you suffer from any of them, I want you to take extra precautions to making sure that you're protecting yourself from COVID-19. Protecting yourself from COVID-19 does not only mean washing your hands and wearing a mask. Protecting yourself also means monitoring the people that are in your personal space. First off, you want to make sure that you avoid people in your personal space, but you want to monitor the people that are in your environment, in your surrounding. On top of social distancing, on top of that 6 feet of separation that is being recommended by the Center for Disease Control, also known as the CDC, you want to make sure that you keep an eye open for someone coughing, sneezing, sniffling, pale, someone that is sweating, someone that just doesn't look well. And I do want to clarify that everybody who has been infected with COVID-19 does not display symptoms. Who are COVID-19 positive and does not have a single symptom. They're not coughing. They don't have a fever. They don't have chills. They haven't lost a sense of taste or smell. So with that being said, I want to offer a little clarification. It is hard to determine just by visual observation who has COVID-19. You can't just tell by looking because you have some people who don't have any symptoms of the virus. But I still want to encourage you, and I still want to inform you, and I still want to educate you about scanning or screening your environment. If you're in the market, someone's coughing, you surely don't want to walk down that aisle. If you're in line, you're at a fast food restaurant, and the person in front of you is sniffling, I'm telling you, you want to at least take an additional 3 to 4 steps backward. Now, again, these are just extra precautionary measures. I want you guys to understand clearly, there is no way for you to look at someone and say that they are infected with the virus, but there are ways that you can protect yourself. There are ways that you can prevent yourself from becoming infected by the coronavirus. Not to mention, when we're out, when you're out and about, you're shopping, you want to pay attention to, are you resting on the counter? Are you getting your money off the counter? You know, that is another frequently touched item or touched place, the counter, whether it's at a restaurant or a grocery store or at the clothing store. You have to be mindful. And again, I know once before I spoke about wearing gloves out in the public. Now, some of you guys know that I am here in God's beautiful garden, also known as Phoenix, Arizona. And right now, this state is being considered a hot spot because of the rising numbers of the coronavirus rates. I'll go to sleep, wake up, and here it is. We have 500, 600 new cases. So with that being said, I am not against wearing gloves out in the public. But if you're going to be in the public with gloves, it is so very important that you switch gloves frequently. And again, with the virus on the rise, wearing gloves is a precautionary measure when it is done right, when those gloves are changed frequently. Otherwise, you're doing yourself a disservice by wearing the gloves in public. Now, I wanted to share with you guys some of the hardest hit patients that I have seen infected with the coronavirus has pre-existing or chronic health conditions. Now, again, if any of these five conditions that I named to you, if you're infected by them, if you're afflicted by any of these diseases, I want to encourage you to do your best to improve your health. Now, the five diseases that seem to be hit hardest with COVID-19, or let me clarify that, they're not hit the hardest, but I've seen COVID-19 affect patients who have chronic and pre-existing health conditions. And these are the diseases that those patients that were hit the hardest or affected the most by COVID-19 had. Congestive heart failure. That was one of the number one chronic issues that I saw. COPD, a chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, was the second disease. Then you have cellulitis. Cellulitis kind of threw me off. Cellulitis is an infection of the skin, you know, and cellulitis, it seemed to throw me off because it's the skin. I can understand the CHF and COPD because they affected the respiratory system or the heart, the cardiovascular system. But when I noticed that the patients also had cellulitis, or cellulitis was one of the common diseases that the patients had who were affected greatly by COVID-19. I was really surprised at that. Again, you can have a bug bite and don't take care of it properly, then your skin gets a infection around that bite. It can even be a simple scratch, and dirt and bacteria get into that scratch, and that scratch will turn into having cellulitis. The fourth disease that I've seen people affected with was a urinary tract infection, a UTI. A UTI, urinary tract infection. So we can prevent UTIs most of the time. We can prevent these urinary tract infections by properly cleaning our vaginal area. You got to wipe from the front to the back and not back and forth. And at this particular day and age, I know most women teach this, but I want to encourage you to reiterate how to properly clean that area to your children, to your granddaughters, to your grandchildren. And let me just clarify that. It's not only women who get urinary tract infections. Men get them as well. However, women are at a higher risk of getting urinary tract infection because of the anatomical structure of the vaginal areas and orifices and openings. And the last disease that I saw that people were greatly affected, or the COVID-19 took COVID-19 just punched these people, were people who suffered with pneumonia. Now, pneumonia is already an infection of the lung. So when COVID-19 stepped in, it really took a toll on them. Now, most of the diseases that I name, heart failure, COPD, cellulitis, UTI, and pneumonia, at least the last three of those diseases were usually treated by hydration and antibiotics. So if you have any of those three diseases, those last three diseases, I want to encourage you to make sure that you're taking your antibiotics like clockwork. If it's every 6 hours, every 8 hours, every 12 hours, be on it like you're about to get paid. Now, heart failure, congestive heart failure, and the COPD, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, these are a little bit more challenging. With COPD, there's no cure, but there's treatment. A lot of times that is your diet change. You need to quit smoking, exercise, rest. You want to make sure that you stick to that diet that has been prescribed for you, whether that is low salt, no salt, or if there is a restriction on how much fluid you put in your body. So again, this is your girl, Nurse T, your number one go-to nurse. I hope this recording has shed some light to you guys, and I thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in to Everyday Health here on Bashani Radio app. Thank you.
Call your mommy, your daddy, and all your friends and tell them New York's number one podcast app is blowing up the airwaves and they can't do nothing about it. Bashani Radio app. We global, baby.
Yeah, baby!
Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store.